Okay, sweetheart, I'm with the security division. Drop the tools. The tools crashed to the ground. I marched a circle around her, studying every clue in detail. She didn't move and seemed terrified. This was good. Maybe I could make the arrest without any great bloodshed. What's your name? In a tiny squeak of a voice, she said,
Lucy.
I see. Well, Lucy, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're in serious trouble.
I know.
You've been caught in the act of stealing tools from my ranch.
I know.
I stopped in front of her. You look pretty scared.
I am.
So, does this mean you've never done this sort of thing before?
No, sir, never.
I paced around her again, just as I thought. I'm beginning to see a pattern here. Willie's the boss of your gang, and he works two monkeys. Bub works the day shift, am I right? She nodded. You're the new kid, and the boss is starting you out on the night shift, right? In a quivering little voice, she said,
Yes, sir.
It's all very clever. You and Bub do the stealing, and Willie sells the loot. Where does he sell the stuff? At auctions?
Yes, sir. And pawn shops in Oklahoma.
Just as I figured. Does he cut you in on the dough?
Well, sir.
Her sad little eyes drifted to the ground.
He gives us 2 bananas a day.
2 bananas? Gee, what a hero.
And a box of yum-yums.
What are yum-yums?
Candy. You want one?
No, thanks. I never eat candy on the job. I paced another circle around her, then stopped and looked her in the eyes. Lucy, how did a nice girl like you get mixed up with a bum like Willie? I mean, for crying out loud, the guy's a crook.
I know. I just...
She covered her face with her hands and burst into tears. I waited for her to get control of herself, but she kept crying. This was making me uneasy, so I laid a paw on her shoulder and told her to sit down. There, there, don't cry. You're in big trouble, but it's not the end of the world. She sat down on the cement pad in front of the barn doors and gazed up at me with tear-shimmering eyes.
You seem very kind, sir.
Actually, I'm not kind at all, Lucy. I'm pretty hard-boiled and rarely show any emotion in my work, but... Well, there's something about your situation that touches me.
You are kind, and I only wish...
She turned away. You wish what? Tell me.
I only wish that you'd accept a small gift of friendship. A yum-yum.
Lucy... We're not supposed to accept gifts from strangers. It's one of our rules. A look of hurt filled her eyes, and her lip began to quiver.
Oh, sir, I'm not a stranger. I've known me all my life.
Well, sure, but I mean... She clasped her hands in front of her.
I know I've been a bad girl, but if you think I'm strange...
She started crying again.
It just breaks my heart.
I moved a few inches away to avoid the splash of her tears. Okay, Lucy, if it'll make you feel better, I'll accept your gift.